And so Moses did as the Lord commanded him. And Moses did. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your calling. Lord, we pray that you speak to us. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us to stand before you and to serve you. Thank you, Lord, you have separated us and sanctified us. We pray that in this meeting you would appear to us anew, that you would gain our hearts fully for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a bowl as a sin offering, two rams and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Amen. Thank you. So good to see this plan of the Lord, that we are called as priests, to serve Him as priests. And yet, now in this meeting, we're at Roman numeral 3. And there it is about the consecration of the priests. This whole chapter that is written in Leviticus 8, I need to see that as one picture. May the Lord really paint this picture before our eyes and show us. Originally, the whole people of Israel were called. But in Exodus 19, verse 6, we read the verse this morning already. And God has called all the people to this priesthood. The whole people were called by the Lord to serve the Lord as priests. But then, here, now you read in Leviticus 8, who shall you take? Aaron and his sons. It's no longer all of the people of Israel who will serve him as priests. Aaron and his sons. And those are the ones he called. And where did he bring them? To the tabernacle of meeting. The tabernacle of meeting, that is the workplace of the priests. That's where the priests should go to serve the Lord. And today it's the same. You read in Revelation. In 1 verse 6, we also see that we all, today, all have been redeemed by the Lord. For what purpose? Has made us kings and priests, to serve him as kings and priests. And the question is, who is left over? Like back then, it is also so today. Back then, all the people were called, but only Aaron and his sons remained. And in Ezekiel, then it's even only the sons of Zadok from one family. And in this principle is what we also see. Everyone is called. The Lord saved all and called them to serve him as priests. And the question is, who is left over? Who remains? And who will come to the tabernacle to serve him? This is the point. And yesterday we saw we are called as priests. And we need and want to follow this calling. That's why we're all here. Today, why are we here? That we can serve the Lord as priests. This is the desire of our hearts. We have this call. We've heard this call. And he calls us and gathers us in front of the tabernacle. And then you read in Leviticus 8 about the consecration of the priests. And the priestly service is not individual, what an individual does. We're saved by the Lord, and one does this, and the other one goes over there and does that, and everyone goes their own way and say, I've received my own calling from the Lord. And that's what you see very often from the Lord in the world. The Lord has called me here and called me there. And then in the end, we just do what you think. But the Lord called all the sons of Aaron, and together brought them into the tabernacle to serve him. This is no individual thing, but the priesthood. This is, we stand together to serve the Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus. And that we need to really appreciate. How can you serve the Lord today? How can we serve the Lord today? We all want to serve the Lord, but what do I have to give to the Lord? What can I give to the Lord that is pleasing to him? We have nothing to give the Lord to the Lord. We are often very quick to be there, to do something for the Lord, to go preach the gospel, to do this or that here for the Lord. But we need to see out of ourselves, we have nothing to bring to God. How can we serve God out of ourselves? It's impossible. And that's why we see this consecration of the Lord. Something with a microphone. But the consecration is not only that the priests gather to the door of the tabernacle and we say, okay, now we serve the Lord. But this consecration is a dealing. When we want to serve the Lord, the first thing we need is to deal with our person from our natural man. Because the Lord, when we serve out of our natural man, he cannot accept it. It's not holy. And as we heard already, as Christian mentioned, the priests are holy. Holy to the Lord. Yeah, the consecration of the priest is the transformation from the natural man to a holy man. We come out of the natural, but as we are, we cannot remain to serve the Lord. That's why we all need the consecration of the priest to go through it. And what it does is it sanctifies us, cleanses us, it qualifies us to serve the Lord. That's why we need the experience of the consecration of the priests. That's why this chapter is very important for us. We thank the Lord. And what does it start with, this consecration? We just read it. It says, take the son, Aaron and his sons with him. Aaron and his sons, the garments, anointing oil, bowl for sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. So it was all given for the consecration. They don't go, or they go with empty, they don't go there with empty hands to serve God, but rather he gives them right away what they need. It said to Moses, fill their hands that they can serve me. And that shows us this word, consecration in Hebrew, means that our hands would be filled, to fill the hands, or to be full of something. Are we filled? And the Lord, when we give ourselves to the Lord, to serve him as priests, then the Lord wants to fill our hands. And the Lord also needs to fill our hands. Because how can I serve the Lord? What do I have? What will I give the Lord? Money? My own thoughts? I have nothing to give to the Lord. Right? And when the Lord calls and us to serve him, the first thing we need is that the Lord fills our hands. And this consecration alone shows us the Lord fills our hands. The first thing that the Lord does is he fills our hands. Lord Jesus, we really don't have anything to give the Lord. when we think, the Lord saved me, and now I can just serve Him as I am. This is often so. The first reaction, yeah, I give myself to the Lord. But have we experienced that the Lord filled our hands? The Lord needs to fill our hands. When we don't let our hands be filled, then we have nothing to give the Lord. We can only give the Lord what we have received. And what can I speak? Only what the Lord has given us. How can I serve? Only with what the Lord has given us, the power, that strength the Lord has given us. We don't have our own strength to serve. And that's why we need a desire. Lord, fill my hands. How big are my hands? Look, my hands are so small. And what did the Lord give? A whole bowl that doesn't fit in my hands. Or my hands are so small. And how great is the Lord? How big is the Lord? And how can you grasp all of it? In our hands, He needs to constantly be filling us, so that every day we go to the Lord and say, Lord, fill my hands. And we need a desire for that, that the Lord fills our hands. A life and a desire, Lord, a prayer, that Lord, fill my hands. And then we see, when the Lord has given us something, and we have received something, what does it do in us? What reaction comes out of us when the Lord has given us something? When we really tasted the Lord and received Him, then the natural, the normal reaction should be that we give ourselves to the Lord, this dedication. Many have receive something from the Lord, but what have we received from the Lord so that we can continue on in our old life and that we have a good conscience and we will never go lost in eternity? Thank you, Lord. He saved me from many things. And then we go live our own lives. Is that a reaction? Yeah, when we receive the Lord, it is for the purpose that we give ourselves to Him. And in this outline, we have this verse in Luke 7. This woman, she was invited by Simon, a Pharisee, and to eat. And then this woman came. She was a sinner, had many sins, and lived in many sins. And she came to the Lord with a flask of alabaster and went to the feet of the Lord, wept, and even dried His feet with her hair and broke this alabaster flask and anointed Him. Do we have such, do we see such value in the Lord? She really received forgiveness. She was a sinner and so lowly. But the Lord had forgiven her. He didn't only forgive her, but He sanctified her. What was the reaction? What is our reaction when we have received the Lord, when the Lord saves us and sanctifies us? This woman, she had this flask. She broke this flask and have gave her best. And from this flask, you can unscrew the flask and pour out a couple drops, and then you keep the rest for yourself. But no, it is sealed completely. And if you want to give something, you have to break it. You can either give everything or nothing. And that's so precious. Very, very precious. A very precious oil. So this woman came and gave everything and the best. And that shows our calling, our devotion to the Lord, It's not that we receive the Lord and then we live half our own lives and half we live for the Lord. No, that doesn't work. But when we give it to the Lord, then it's completely so or so. You can't do a half thing. As a priest, you cannot serve halfway. You can do it either completely or not at all. As a priest, we give our best to the Lord. And this was the reaction from this woman. She really touched the Lord and really tasted of the Lord. And then the Lord said, who forgives a lot, they loves a lot. And who does not forgive much, does not love much. This woman really received sanctification. And what did it do? It had an outcome that she gave all and the best to the Lord. And when we serve the Lord, it's not a halfway thing, but it's a complete thing. Back then, the Lord called them out and gathered themselves before the door of the tabernacle, and that was their place. And then, after that, they were nowhere else. They didn't have a land. But they were called to the tabernacle, to serve in the tabernacle and to remain there, to stay there. And that's why this consecration, this devotion, it speaks of the love for the Lord. Father, it's such a heart and a desire that we serve Him as priests. This is the heart of the Father. And that's why it has to do with our hearts, that we give the Father what is also in His heart. We read in John 4 that He seeks and has a desire still. And we cannot let our hearts be cold, that we just give a part, but it's a matter of the heart. It's out of love to the Lord. When we want to serve the Lord as priests, it's out of love. We see we have a love for the Father, and we want to be, want to please Him and serve Him. That's why we also read in 2 Corinthians 5, the love of Christ constrains us. So it's not, oh, I must, I need to, I should, it would be better if I brought an offering. But this says the love of Christ compels us. That was mentioned, 2 Corinthians 14. For the love of Christ compels us. When the Lord has given everything for us, and we have experienced Him richly, He gave us everything, it compels us. That should really be our experience. Thank the Lord.